I'm Holly Sexton in the 98.3 WQXE News Center, and this is Community Forum. Today, we're talking about fireworks and pet safety, and we are heading into the 4th of July celebrations. You're seeing the tents go up everywhere. There will be fireworks going off all over the place. We do have ordinances, but that doesn't always help when it comes to our furry friends. That's why Leslie Smith is in the studio with us today. Leslie is with Focus and also helping animals all around town. For those who aren't familiar with Focus, what's the acronym mean?
FOCUS stands for Friends of Hardin County Animal Shelter. We are here to support the animal shelter and anything that is outside of the Hardin County budget, medical needs, equipment, things of that sort.
Are you still looking for a van?
Well, we have raised the money for the van. That's However, great. The search continues. It seems like cargo vans with low miles are a little bit hard to come by. So we're still searching and we're determined, but we'll get there.
That's exciting to see that support happen.
It was. It was.
So quickly.
It was. We had an amazing fundraiser for it, online fundraiser. And then at the end, after it was over, we had a very generous couple offered to finish us out.
I love that.
Yes.
That's great. Well, if people are listening right now, they have pets or they love animals, but they also love fireworks. What do they need to know? Or they hate fireworks. That's another thing as well.
Yeah. Well, pets, cats, dogs, you think of dogs being afraid of fireworks, but really all sorts of animals can be afraid of fireworks. Cats, dogs, horses, cows, all of the things. And you really need to take some proper precautions to keep them safe. Like dogs and cats, make sure they're inside in a safe place. I always keep my TV on when the fireworks are outside. It seems like the noise of the TV and then the lights help to take away some of the anxiety, but it helps a little bit. And there's also, I mean, your vet, they can give you like calming medicine for your dog. Thunder shirts, those anxiety wraps, the thunder shirts, they sell those at any pet store around here. I know Pet Supplies Plus has them, Feeder Supply has them, and they just kind of compress on the pet.
Like a hug.
Kind of like a hug, and it calms some of them. And there's also calming medicine that's available at the pet stores around town as well.
Have you tried any of that?
I have not personally tried a pet thunder shirt or a calming wrap, but I have tried the anxiety medicine. It seems to help a little bit, but I just keep mine inside. I mean, that's the safest way to keep them for sure safe.
You also operate a Facebook page for pets.
I do. I am one of the faces behind Hardin County Lost and Found's pets page. 4th of July is one of those times where we really see an influx in pets being posted on that page. And a lot of the times people say the fireworks scared them off. The fireworks scared them off. And there's things that you can do to keep your pets safe if they do end up getting out, which nobody wants to happen, but it does happen. Proper identification. I mean, a collar with a name tag. They sell the name tags at any of the area pet stores. If you don't have money, if money is an option, they sell dog collars, cat collars at the Dollar Tree. A dollar, get a Sharpie, write that number on the collar itself. I mean, just a basic way to keep your pets safe. If they do get out, they return home quicker.
Get a collar and get some identification on that animal.
Absolutely.
All right. What next?
Well, if your pet does get out, people always, I'm always shocked, go to the animal shelter. That is where most people take lost pets. Go to the animal shelter in person, tell them, hey, I'm looking for my lost pet. You can tour all of the pets that are in the facility and hopefully find yours. Hang signs. You can make them waterproof by putting them in an upside down page protector and taping the bottom. That makes them a little bit more waterproof. Hang signs. Call your vet's offices and really call surrounding animal shelters as well, because frightened pets especially, tend to move quickly.
So they get pretty far.
They do. They get far. I have one pet that went from started in E-Town, ended up in Guston in 3 days.
That's intense.
It was a border collie, but still, I mean, she had to have been booking it.
Well, I'm thankful for the services you provide, because you have, with your work, you've managed to reunite so many pets with their owners.
Yes. I mean, really, the Hardin County community, we are, I mean, a pet-loving community for the most part. The post on the Hardin County Lost and Found page, they get hundreds of shares. And I mean, by the shares, we're able to get these pets home.
I love that. That's great news. Okay, so identification, also keeping them indoors.
Keeping them indoors.
And keeping the TV or radio on and keeping some lights on, and they can get some huggy clothes, something to compress them a little bit to release those feel-good chemicals to make them feel safe. Also, there's medical or there's prescription options out there, too. So
there
that's
is.
A lot to share.
There is. And, I mean, you know, all dogs and all cats and all animals, I mean, they can be scared. Even if they've never been scared before, it's always best to treat them as if they are, because taking them outside without a leash or whatever, you don't know if your neighbor, even if it's not July 4th, is going to decide to set off some fireworks, sparklers, any of that sort.
What about animal safety around fireworks? Like when it comes to fireworks and kids and everybody outside having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, fireworks and dogs and cats really don't mix. They can eat the remnants that are left on the ground. I mean, they can get burned just like kids. So if you make the choice to have your pets around fireworks, I mean, treat them just like as a kid. They don't know that the firework is going to hurt them. They don't know that the fire is going to hurt them. Keep them away. Keep them at a safe distance. And make sure to look around your yard the morning after to make sure there's no shrapnel, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, because you're right. They'll probably eat it.
They will. And then you'll have a sick dog, and that's not any fun either.
What else do you see this time of year when it comes to animals?
Well, a barbecue, like underneath a grill, dogs licking the grease off the grill, getting upset stomachs from that.
I've never seen that.
Mine does. It's a great, great idea.
Okay.
But I mean, really, just when it gets nicer outside, there is more lost pets because people are outside enjoying the weather. The dogs are outside enjoying the weather. Thunderstorms, even this time of year. Lots of dogs, lots of cats, lots of animals are afraid of thunderstorms. And in that, you take the same precautions as you would for fireworks. Mm-hmm. Keep them inside. My cat is frightened to death of fireworks. I didn't know cats could be frightened of fireworks, but poor thing, he will jump a mile high as soon as he hears that boom.
Well, let's keep our pets safe, and we can do that. There's lots of great tips. And where can people find your list of tips?
There is tips. I will post it on Hardin County Lost and Found Pets page. There will be information coming on the Friends of Hardin County Animal Shelters pet page as well. But really, I mean, Googling tips to keep, I mean, I'll look up everything on the internet. And really, talk if it is a severe problem, talk to your vet about it, because they can help you give you tips specific to your pet.
And it can be a really distressing time for animals. I've seen them lose hair. If they don't run away, then they may develop some very anxious habits.
They do.
During this time of year.
They do. And I mean, really, they can injure themselves inside too. Like, I've seen posts on Facebook where dogs have like actually broken through glass doors because they're so frightened. So just because they're inside doesn't mean they're necessarily safe, but keeping them like maybe locked into a room, a bedroom where they keep safe is probably the best option. If you can stay with them, obviously better, but most people like to enjoy the fireworks.
Sure. Yeah. And I don't know if I would go, so I don't have the experience to say this, but on 4th of July in particular, if you know that your animal doesn't do well with that, maybe a kennel situation or just something so they feel safe for the evening.
Yes.
For peace of mind for everyone.
Yes, for sure.
So enjoy the festivities, enjoy loving your pet and keeping them close to you. And we can do all that and more being safe this 4th of July. And again, people can find out more information on Focus.
Yes, on Friends of Hardin County Animal Shelter's Facebook page. And then I will post it on Hardin County Lost and Found Pets page as well.
Thanks for taking time with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.